Again, if we review the writings of the Baha'i Faith, and I invite you to read the review that was made by myself on writings of the Baha'i Faith in this respect, Health and Healing, which was published in World Order Spring of 1979 issue, you will see that the teachings and statements of Abdu'l-Bahá, of Baha'u'lláh, of Shoghi Effendi, all encourage prevention. All encourage a lifestyle that eventually would result in being well rather than not being ill or being ill. Abdu'l-Bahá says, the immoderate lifestyle that we have, I'm paraphrasing here, the immoderation that we have, the excessive practices that we get engaged in, has resulted, and this is both in respect to our lifestyle and our food and diet and so forth, has resulted in increasing both the number of the diseases and their intensity. That once the life of human beings becomes less complex, more simple, less burdened with all of the unnecessary artificialities of our existence, that both the incidence and the intensity of diseases are going to decrease. The third area in this respect, you remember, was about the rigidity, the traditionalism, and the exclusiveness of the medical health profession. And here, again, in the Baha'i Faith, every individual is asked, and that includes the physicians and all of the people who are in health profession, to search for truth. The spirit of search for truth doesn't allow for rigidity, doesn't allow for dogmatism, doesn't allow for traditionalism. It invites an atmosphere of openness, of frankness, of exchange of ideas in a milieu of encouragement and love. And that is the kind of milieu that we will establish. The second crisis was the crisis of medical practice. And how would it be, the medical practice in the future, in a Baha'i era? Well, in that time, the physician would become a healer of the body, and of the mind, and of the whole being. His spiritual orientation, his turning to God at the time of encountering his patient, prayer, all those processes would put into motion new forces that are totally unknown to us at this stage in our development. You know, after years of being in medical practice, it dawned to me that I should follow these practices. It never had dawned to me before, and then one day, bingo, I said, you know, isn't that interesting? Abdu'l-Bahá has said those things, and Baha'u'lláh has said those things. Probably those apply to me as well. And consequently, I began to say prayers by myself whenever I would encounter my patients. I do not know how it works, but I know that it definitely clears my mind from everything else that I have been preoccupied with before. and put me in a kind of state of being that I would be able with all my capacity to relate, to love, to communicate with the individual that I'm dealing with. And that helps to deal with one's prejudices, because we have a lot of prejudices. And that is really healthy. It helps also establish a state of calmness, communication, and so forth. It works. So, in medical practice, the physician is going to become a healer. You know, one of the problems that we had with this conference was that we called it First Baha'i International Conference on Health and Healing. And a number of our Baha'i friends who are in this field attempted to take time off and to come to the conference. And their supervisors would not allow them because of the word healing, because they thought that healing means laying of hands. Because that is the concept that exists today. You talk about treatment and cure, which are basically mechanical activities. A healer has a different quality. A healer is an individual who not only has the knowledge, not only has the technique, not only has the ability, but he, with his whole being, with all of his capacities, intellectually and spiritually, tries and attempts to fulfill his responsibility. So we are going to have a resurgence of the healer, but a rational healer. A healer who is able to bring together the science and the religion, the spiritual dimension of man and the intellectual dimension of man. Not the superstitious, not the fictitious, but the healer in this new life. Consequent to this, the medical practitioner and the health practitioner, as he gets engaged in his activity in this process, he approaches it as Baha'u'llah has told him to approach his practice, in a spirit of service and in a spirit of worship, free from prejudice. These are specific statements and guidance given to a physician, a Baha'i physician, that we have to see our acts an act of worship, that we have to approach it in a spirit of service, and we have to be free from prejudice, and we have to turn to God in the process of doing that, knowing well that ultimately it is God who heals and not man. And this is the statement very clearly mentioned both by Abdul Baha and the Beloved God. And again, the references you can find in that paper. The third area of crisis is the ethics, medical ethics. And here, really all I can say is that science, under the guidance and influence of the spiritual teachings of faith of Baha'u'llah, would be the process of search for truth in which the use of knowledge would be to serve humanity, to advance an ever-advancing civilization, to be the cause of unity and concord, and to bring comfort to the masses. And it is within this concept and with this framework and the framework of nobility of man, the integrity of a human being, the sacredness of human life, the joy of death, and going to the other realms of existence and continuing one's process and growth and ever ongoing process of getting closer and closer to object of our adoration and love, which is God, that process would make it much easier, that framework make it much easier to establish the new ethics of the new age for the new medicine. The absence of prejudice, the spiritual solution to economic problems would allow to alleviate the masses of people suffering and death because of malnutrition, because of lack of application of knowledge to all aspects, medical knowledge to all aspects of prevention and treatment. The legal aspects would be dealt with in the principle of justice, as you know, the most beloved of all things in the sight of Baha'u'llah is justice. And as such, justice have to become a hallmark of the new medicine. The fourth crisis was the crisis of being a patient. Here, again, there is a wealth of guidance. First of all, Baha'u'llah unequivocally has stated, when you are ill, go to the best physician possible. There is no exception. Shoghi Effendi says, even if you are the most renowned physician yourself, and even if you are slightly ill, go to the best physician. The problem is how to find the best physician. Well, that is not in the writings. However, the guidance is there. Our dear beloved friend who is in Apo Kingdom and I'm sure is hovering around here, Alan Rayner, was facing with this dilemma at the time of his illness. And he wrote to the Universal House of Justice and asked, what should I do? You know, I go to the most best physician, this one, and he says one thing, and the other best physician says another thing, and the third best physician says the third thing. What should I do? And of course the guidance was given that you seek consultation and see what is the majority of the opinion. Because you see, the principle of consultation applies in all aspects of our life, be it in health or illness or whatever. Okay. The spiritual lifestyle would make us less ill. It would make us less in need of doctors. It would bring moderation to our existence. It would bring less anxiety. It causes calmness. And now we have a body of research appearing that relates these dimensions of human existence to development of serious illnesses, such as heart problems, cardiovascular problems, cancer, and a number of other problems of enormous difficulty. The relationship between the patient and the doctor in the atmosphere of the Baha'i faith, in which nobility of the being of both is accepted, in which they are united in their love for God and therefore they are close together, there is no problem in that process. One last thing in respect to being a patient as a Baha'i. Baha'u'llah says, you should obey your physician. Number five, the crisis, already I have dealt with it in the concept of number four, the doctor-patient relationship, and therefore becomes the sixth one, and that's the medical education. The medical education, no doubt, in the Baha'i community, is going to be closely related to the spiritual dimension of man. After all, envision the human society, the Baha'i society of the future. In each city, there would be a house of worship. The house of worship would be the center around which a number of institutions would be erected. Those institutions are medical schools, universities, hospitals, the home for the aged, the home for the disabled, the home for the elderly, the home for the orphans, and all other facilities of that nature that a society should provide for the citizens. See how at the heart of the whole thing is the total, complete, constant reminder of the spiritual reality of man on the one hand and the unity of science and religion on the other. Okay, in that context, the crisis of education that I mentioned before would resolve themselves. Now, what are our immediate challenges as individual Baha'is and on a collective level? As individual Baha'is, it's very clear. Follow the reality given to us and provided to us at two levels. One, the spiritual reality. Second, the scientific reality. Do not be seduced by the superstition, the magical, the supernatural, and all others that are in existence now, and they would come. This is clearly what I find to be the guidance given in the writings of the faith. Second, live a life of moderation and spiritual orientation. On a collective level, we are facing with the challenge of history that I reviewed with you. And the last challenge was to bring the science and the religion together. Once again, we want to bring that union that was at the beginning. But that beginning union was the union and superstition. Now it would be unity of science and religion. While we are attempting to do, then we want to develop practical ways and means of being service to mankind and provide humanity with the insights that are given to us. And therefore, we are depositories of that insight, the repositories of insight. We are the holders of that insight given to us through this manifestation of God for this age that would help the health profession to fulfill its destiny of becoming that noble profession that indeed it is. And my hope, and the hope of the Canadian Association for Studies on the Baha'i Faith in organizing this conference for the